This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, Chris Young sitting down in the broadcast booth to our left here as we continue live in Surprise, Arizona. Our coverage is brought to you by our friends at ASCO Equipment, your heavy equipment partner since 1960, and by the on-time experts, air conditioning and plumbing, same-day service guaranteed. And here he is, Rangers General Manager. Congrats on putting this thing back together, and thanks for having us here in Surprise.
Yeah, guys, thanks for being out here.
Well, it's fun. Had a nice little threat there in the fourth inning. How do you take these kind of games in? It's early spring training. I mean, I'm having fun watching it. What's the professional perspective on an afternoon this?
First and foremost, you want to see our guys getting their work in, you're getting their timing, their reps in, and coming out injury-free. That's the most important part. You know, we've got really talented players, and if we come out of camp in a good spot from a health standpoint, you know, I'm confident we'll get off to a good start. So that's the number one thing. You know, secondly, making sure that they are indeed getting the reps they need, the timing for the pitchers, the number of innings, number of pitches, the buildup, and for the hitters, just the same thing, the reps. So, you know, you always want to win games. You always want to play well. You want to see your guys do really, really well. But it is long spring, and we have a veteran team. So, they ease into it a little bit, and by the end of camp, we'll be ready to go.
We just got to see our first automatic ball strike challenge. What do you think of that so far?
It's entertaining, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's fun to see. I mean, where I'm watching a suite over, we have computers in there, and I immediately know whether it's a ball or strike. So I, you know, was hopeful Corey wouldn't challenge there, but
don't do it.
But it's kind of cool to see. I'm glad our guys are taking advantage of it. I'm glad our guys are engaged and using it and learning, and they can give Major League Baseball feedback. I commend Major League Baseball for really studying this and trying to improve the game, and this is how you do it. And our guys have been utilizing it, and it's fun to watch.
Will it eventually get to a point where the cameras and the computer call everything instantly, or do you think we'll always have an umpire back there?
It's a great question. I don't know enough about the updated technology and exactly if it's ready to be implemented full-time, and I'm not sure if that's exactly what we want as a game. Nice. Umpires are a fun component of watching baseball and seeing the way these guys call games. Umpiring, their job right now is harder than ever, too. I mean, these guys, the game is bigger, faster, stronger. There's more velocity in the game, more movement, more pitch shapes. And believe it or not, the umpiring has gotten better, even in spite of the improvements and how hard it is to call balls and strikes these days.
See, why one thing we were talking about earlier is the depth that you've built here on this ball club. And obviously, it was unfortunate. It seemed like every week we're talking about the injuries.
Yeah.
But when not only with the lineup, but the rotation, how good are you feeling about the depth of this 2025 club?
Well, you know, the reality is that's one of the areas that I always worry about. I just feel like we can never be deep enough. And good teams are extremely deep beyond their 40-man roster, that they're deep, 40, 50 players into their organization. And the reality is that we likely will need that at some point during the season. And last year, we did thin out with injuries and some underperformance, and we just didn't have enough guys step in and perform at a level that was going to keep us above water. So this year, we really made a concerted effort to address the depth. We feel like some of our young guys have taken big steps in terms of providing the internal depth that we may need. And externally, we've brought in a number of NRIs that we feel like are veteran players who are competing for spots or can go to AAA and provide even more depth.
And you improved the the everyday lineup as well. How did you look at last year and decide this isn't, just a down year, but we need to improve?
Well, every year you have to evaluate and be honest with yourself. And, we went into the off season and we said we can run the same lineup and same team back out and hope that it goes well, or we can try to make upgrades and improvements and have some level of certainty that we're going to have a better team on the field. And that was the approach we decided to take. And, we added Kyle Higashioka. It was our first move of the offseason, a winning player. He's been on playoff teams every year of his career, with the exception of 1 year. And we felt like he also made our pitching staff better. He's a real winning presence behind the plate who invests in the pitchers, and somebody that can partner with Jonah and really push us forward from a catching standpoint and an offensive standpoint. And then trading for Jake Berger and signing Jock Peterson, two guys that we felt were exactly what we needed for our lineup, complement the group we have and improve some of the areas that we weren't necessarily strong last year. So two significant additions offensively with Berger and Peterson. And the reality is when we won in 2023, we were a very, very good offensive team, and we need to get back to that. Last year we were not, and we have to get back to scoring a lot of runs.
What do you see from Kamar Rocker in his first start the other day, and what's the plan for him?
Well, the plan's still we're still kind of working through that, and some of that will be determined by what the organizational needs are. How are we going to look coming out of camp? Do we have five healthy pitchers in the rotation? Is Kamar one of those? Is Jack Leiter one of those? It's hard to predict what the next 30 days will look like, so we've got a lot to figure out. And then there's, their performances for Jack, Kamar, and others will also determine that. So, for Jack and Kamar, they both had really good, Jack especially had a really good first outing, looked very, very good, was sharp. Kamar, the stuff was really good. The velocity was good. He didn't have a feel for his breaking ball. I can relate to that. I had enough Arizona spring trainings that it's dry, and the breaking ball doesn't spin the way you expect it to your first few times, and eventually you get the hang of it. So, and it's his first big league spring training, too. So there's a learning curve here. The intensity, the pace, the reps, the familiarity with all the people here, there's a learning curve. So his first outing, the results weren't great. The stuff was there. And my guess is his next outing, he's going to look better.
What's your view on the closing situation right now?
Well, I think right now we're going into it with a little bit of a closer by committee approach. This is something we've done well the last couple of years. We really did it well in the playoffs in 2023 of looking at matchups and data to help govern our decision making with which pitchers are used in which situations, and try to put these guys in the best positions, the best pocket in the lineup for them to face. And if there's a group of lefties coming up, we might want to put the two or three guys in that do the best against lefties. And if there's righties or the bottom of the order, whatever it may be, lining up what really the objective information can tell us to put these guys in the best position to succeed. But my guess is that over the course of the year, one or two guys will really solidify themselves as our best back-end options. And we feel like we've got a number of players who can do that. And Chris Martin, Garcia, who we traded for from Washington, and Sean Armstrong has leverage experience, and then we've got some young arms too that may pitch their way into those situations throughout the year.
It's Chris Young here with you on the GBAC Nation 105.3 The Fan. I've asked a lot of people, like, hey, how good of a job has Chris Young done putting this thing back together? And they all love it. Did a hell of a job. But they do come back to the bullpen, and I'm wondering, like, when can you start seeing if this is coming together? Can you evaluate that here, or do you need real games?
Some of it can be evaluated here. Now here we have another challenge. Let's see. Did Carter challenge that or the catcher? All right.
It's so quick.
It is fast.
really doesn't delay the game, does it?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the number one annoying thing about replay, I think, in football and basketball is just how long it takes. But this is great.
Mm-hmm. It's very fast. I think there's an entertainment value for the fans and you know, for the players, too. It may be a little embarrassing for the umpire if you know enough calls are overturned, but it is entertaining. But back to your question, yeah, we can start to evaluate some of that here just with the way the pitchers look, the stuff, the metrics, and we have an idea of you know where they are compared to maybe what we've seen in the past or what the best version of a respective player is. But the reality is that as we got into the offseason, we had a number of areas that we needed to address. We needed to address our starting pitching, we needed to address our bullpen, and we needed to improve our lineup. And, you know, there are constraints financially as to, you know, I wish we had unlimited funds. We don't. Ownership has been tremendous in giving us the support and the resources we need to build a winning team. And so we strategically decided that by making the moves we did in the rotation, upgrading the offense with the players we traded and signed offensively, and then doing a number of kind of, I'd call them under the radar signings.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Bullpen that are really, really kind of floor raisers that stabilize and make the bullpen maybe better than what it's been last year, but not necessarily big names that you would recognize that say, hey, this is a lights out closer. And you know, over the course of the season, it's our job to continue to look at our needs and determine are there ways that we can continue to improve. And, you know, I think you saw last year we were buyers at the deadline despite being out of it or at least not in first place. And 2 years ago, we made significant acquisitions at the deadline, even before the deadline, and acquiring Aroldis Chapman to come in and stabilize the bullpen. So we will never stop. Our fans deserve a winning team, and we're going to continue to turn over every stone we can to upgrade this roster throughout the year. The April 1st or opening day roster will not be the playoff roster, so to speak.
Are you working on anything right now?
Well, just getting these guys ready for spring training for the season and having a healthy spring. But you know, this is actually kind of a fun time for me. I get to sit back and really just see the coaching staff and the players go to work, and you know, our heavy lifting has been done in the off season, and but we have our scouts deployed throughout the league and work in constant communication with other teams. And if there is something that lines up, then we'll be in a position to be active.
You obviously have a unique perception because you were a player and then now obviously in the front office. When you see like what the Dodgers are doing, and we'll talk to other baseball fans, they're like, bleep them, how the heck can they sign everybody? This is ridiculous. Do you see a benefit in a salary cap one day potentially?
You know, I haven't studied it through enough other lenses. I think what's most important is what the fans feel. This game is about the fans. I always say the fans are the most important constituency in the game. And we're ultimately all here because fans want to pay money to come see our product. And so I think ultimately they're the ones that should really determine that and govern that. And I don't have a say. You know, I think by and large, our fans are happy. I think that we've had three payrolls that have been the highest payrolls in the history of the Texas Rangers over the last 3 years, this year included. And it speaks to the commitment our ownership has made to our fan base, to our organization, to our players, to put a winning team on the field. I'm extremely grateful for that. And I look around at other teams that maybe don't have the financial resources that we have. So I truly can't complain because we have been maybe a top five or seven payroll over the last several years. And, you know, I think that in our market size, we should be at that level every year.
I love it. Chris Young here with you on The Fan.
Speaking of the fans, we all just soaked in the NHL Four Nations All-Star festivities, yeah. And that was a pretty fun experience. Do you think the MLB would benefit from maybe taking a page out of that book for All-Star Week?
Well, I mean, yes, I do. I think what the NHL did was really entertaining, and I thought they brought a lot of passion back to the game in terms of a week that normally, you know, with the All-Star festivities, and frankly, the All-Star game in NHL is not overly entertaining, in my opinion, just given that players, you know, don't want to get hurt, and they kind of go through the motions, and you're not seeing the best in the world on display necessarily at the highest intensity level in those games. And what we saw in that format, to me, was awesome. I mean, it was incredible, and I think that, yes, as a league, we should absolutely explore any way to put our players on display in formats that are extremely entertaining to fans. We've got a great product in Major League Baseball. I think these players are better than ever, more talented than ever, and any way we can continue to pique interest with the fans in terms of formats like that, I fully support.
You might have noticed the fans are pretty disappointed with the local basketball team, CY. And, you know, I just wanted to ask you.
There we go, Jake.
Nice.
First one.
That's what you paid for right there.
That's
Burger
right.
Bomb.
You knew that one off the bat.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
Three zip Rangers.
His last two exit velos were grounded out twice at 108, 110. So he's hit the ball hard twice and just got that one elevated. So that's what we look forward to seeing a lot of this year, guys. He's and just a tremendous person. I mean, I think you all saw what he meant to our community when he came in and kind of announced his number change and the reason behind it and supporting his daughter who has Down syndrome and the number 21 in the chromosome for Down syndrome. So he really is just a winning person. I'm so excited to have him. I've enjoyed getting to know him, and this is just a guy who's hungry and wants to win, and I'm hoping we're seeing about 40 more of those this year.
I was going to ask you if you could tell if it's a home run by the sound.
I can't.
Seemed like you could that time.
When you've given up as many as I gave up in the course of my career, I know the sound instantly. So yes, I knew the sound right there, and even on a windy day, he got that out of here pretty easily. So that was an impressive homer.
So philosophy on managing a superstar, do you let him do whatever he wants just for the talent, or do you like, no, you got to conform to our culture? Like, what's CY's view on that?
Everybody has to be a culture fit for us. I mean, it's very important, and they're you know, we're selective with who we want to bring into the organization, because ultimately I truly believe that this is a team sport, and chemistry is vital to the success of the team, and so we are selective. That said, you know, I think that people are a product of their environment, and we try to create an environment that people want to be a part of and brings out the best in them. And you know, we let them be themselves. We want them to have the freedom to be their own personality and to express themselves in the way they want, but also within the guardrails of what our values are as an organization. And we've got a tremendous group of guys, and I think the 2023 season really highlighted that. I think this team
is equally as good in terms of the talent, but also the people. And my hope is the chemistry and culture comes together in a way that will allow us to do great things.
How many DeGrom starts can we pencil them in for?
Well, my hope is, you know, we'll work backwards and say hopefully, you know, 6 or 7 playoff starts, and then and then another, you know, 25 plus in the regular season. And speaking of, I'm so excited for our fans to get to see Jacob this year. I've seen him throw 3 or 4 times this spring up close, and every time I get near him, I'm just so amazed and mesmerized with how talented he is. Our fans truly haven't seen it to the level that they're about to, at least I hope. And it's pretty impressive to see the best in the world up close every fifth day. And my hope is our fans get at least, you know, 25, maybe 30 opportunities to do that this year.
Well, we feel the same way about watching you work, man. One of the best teams in
please
baseball.
Please, do not put me on Jacob or Corey or any of these superstars level. These guys, they're really remarkable at what they do. You know, I was going to say earlier, most players get better with time, and I get worse. As I watch these guys on a daily basis, I just look out and say, I don't know how I ever did this and competed with these talented players. It's remarkable. It excites me so much for our season, for our fans. I think we have great things ahead, and I can't wait to get started. I just want to make it through the end of spring healthy.
I mean, you're so competitive, right? I think that's what fans appreciate.
It's a blessing and a curse.
Okay.
It's a blessing for us as fans. Because we don't always know, especially locally, unfortunately, how aggressive and competitive the other markets are.
Sure.
So I know I can go to bed as a Rangers fan knowing that you're doing everything possible to make sure the team's as good as possible.
Well, guys, I grew up here. I grew up a Ranger fan. I got to play for the Rangers. Get down. I got to play for the Rangers. This organization has shaped my love of the game in a lot of ways. And, you know, knowing what the organization meant to me, when I took the job 5 years ago or 4 years ago, I went to Dick's Sporting Goods. It was December, you know, a couple weeks before Christmas. And I wanted to surprise our children by giving them Ranger hats or shirts to say we're taking this job. And we went into Dick's, and there was almost no Ranger section. And it really saddened me as somebody who has a civic pride, being from DFW, that our kids weren't growing up proud of their hometown team. And I said, we have to change this. Our fans deserve a winning team. The next generation of Ranger fans deserve to see what excellence looks like. And that's been my commitment. And we're not always going to accomplish that. Last year, you know, showed that. But I can promise you're going to get a commitment and an effort year in, year out for us to put a winning team on the field and a team that our fans can be proud of. And that's my goal. It's a civic responsibility in my mind. It fires me up every day to come to work and try to provide that for our fans. And I'm excited for this season for that reason.
We'll go give them hell. We'll be pulling for you.
Awesome, guys. Thank you so much for being here. Great seeing you all.
Hey, you're the man.
Yeah. Love you. Thank you, guys.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 3-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.